Hey everyone, this is Pastor Jesse of Broadway and Port Colden United Methodist Churches. I wanted to share another brief introduction to the message this week. We had a joint service with both congregations at Port Colden this past Sunday, and I couldn't record any video, so instead we have another audio version of the sermon. The scripture lesson this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. This is from the NIV. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have a great week. On Wednesday, my father sent me one of those email forwards that I've seen a dozen times. And I love my dad, and he keeps sending me these forwards, and they're amazing. And so this one read as follows. This is a transcript of a radio conversation between a U.S. naval ship and Canadian authorities off the coast of Newfoundland, October 95. Radio conversation was released by the CNO, that's Chief of Naval Operations, the Americans. Please divert your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid a collision. Canadian's response, recommend you divert your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid a collision. The Americans, this is the captain of a U.S. Navy ship. I say again, divert your course. The Canadians, no, I say again, you divert your course. The American response, this is the aircraft, the aircraft carrier, the USS Lincoln, the second largest ship in the United States' Atlantic Fleet. We are accompanied by three destroyers, three cruisers, and a number of other support vessels. I demand that you change your direction by 15 degrees north. That's 15 degrees north, or countermeasures will be taken to ensure the safety of our ship. Canadians, this is a lighthouse. Your call. And so my father, being a Marine, thought that was a good old joke to send out about the U.S. Navy. And it turns out that this past Wednesday when he sent it was National Lighthouse Day, August 7th. Now, being from the shore, being from South Jersey, lighthouses are a common fixture around there. It's in advertising. There's Lighthouse Realty, Lighthouse Insurance, Lighthouse Church. There's 15 lighthouse churches in South Jersey that I've seen. Whenever I'd go to Cape May Point during the summer, we'd always go up that lighthouse and walk the 99 steps in a circle till we got to the top. In ferry trips across the Delaware Bay, you could see in the distance the flashing lights of the lighthouses, so you knew exactly where you were. And so growing up like this, lighthouses were fascinating to me. Before GPS, before technology, they were placed on shore at certain points with certain paint jobs and certain light rotations, and ship captains could tell exactly where they were just by looking at one lighthouse. And so today's scripture, the gospel lesson that Landry read this morning, was a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount. Last week, there was the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And then a breath after that, Jesus preaches the words that Landry read today. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world, he continues. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." And so I read this scripture this week. And first is, "You are the salt of the earth." Now, in my new kitchen that is very newly renovated. That didn't sound right in my head. It was newly built. That's okay. I have this pull-out spice drawer. It's right in between my oven and my refrigerator. It's a gap about this big that they didn't know what else to do with. And so it's on wheels, and you pull it out, and there's four different shelves that you can hold spices. And so in my spice shelf, there's cinnamon, and there's cumin, there's onion powder and chili powder. There's something called Italian seasoning, which I think is just oregano and other seasonings. Basil, yeah, I guess. But the first thing that's right on top is a salt shaker. It's actually a salt container just like this one. This one's not mine. I forgot mine this morning. This one's from the kitchen downstairs. And it takes priority over all the other spices in that drawer. It turns out I use salt in just about every dish that I cook, something that my doctor doesn't really appreciate. Especially with my high blood pressure, sodium is the last thing I should be putting in my meals. But there it is, on top of my spice drawer is a salt container. It's interesting because salt brings out the flavor in just about every dish it's added to. It makes whatever is unique or whatever is a flavor that's already present pop out as if it wasn't there before. A dish that is bland doesn't just become salty, it becomes more buttery, more chicken-y, more flavorful. And salt is simple and useful. And so when Jesus calls his disciples and calls us today salt of the earth, my question is Jesus calling us simple and ordinary, or is he calling us useful and value? And then there's light. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl." What's interesting about light is you can't actually see it. We see these lights, but we don't see the beam of light that enlightens all of us. We see where it comes from. It comes from the sun or electricity or flame or lightning bugs. But we don't see light, for example, that you see me. Instead, we see sunlight as it comes through these stained glass windows. We use light in lighthouses where they hoist lamps high enough that even miles away, ships can see the light and where it is. And so we are salt and we are light according to Jesus. And today in 2019, those are two very ordinary things. I can turn on a light switch. I can use my cell phone's flashlight in the dark. I can light a match or light a lighter. I have salt shakers and salt containers. There's boxes of salt that you can buy at ShopRite and those little salt packets that you find at McDonald's. As if McDonald's French fries needed any more salt. But in the scripture, Jesus warns that salt can lose its saltiness. Light can be hidden under a bowl. We can lose our saltiness and our light can be hidden or extinguished. And it's this concept that I think is a very good reason we are together this morning. A very good reason that two communities, Port Colden and Broadway, have come together and worshiping within one room together. Sharing a meal together, both at this table and downstairs after church. Sitting together, singing together, and worshiping God together. Because there's something that I've been your pastor for a year and something that I want to share with you that has been in the background of every meeting, every conversation, every service, every discussion we've had in this church. It comes down to one word. There's a push and a pressure, one word to describe all the anxieties that I think we are feeling here in 2019. Sighs. Now, you wouldn't know it by sitting in this room this morning. And again, Sharon, thank you. It is amazing to see this many people. You sound awesome while singing. But from the conference to my seminary, from internal money issues or volunteers to supporting a pastor or a youth group or our Bible studies, the one conversation that keeps coming up is what is the size of the church? The size of the church has been one of the most underwriting issues or complaints that I've ever heard inside of this church, and I'm not trying to guilt you. I'm not trying to shame you. I'm not blaming myself or predecessors. I'm not blaming our history or our location. I'm just trying to state the truth that we keep talking about size. We have memories when our size was not the main issue of the day. Sunday schools at Broadway that filled the thrift shop building up. That we had people within the Sunday school building and in our basement for Sunday school. Youth groups here at Port Colden where Joe would ride around in a van to pick up all the kids that were coming. Yesterday, Stephanie shared that we used to have Sunday school plays that we'd put on inside of this church building. A time when the church came together and did everything that the church needed to do, when they came together and worked and served, when these pews were groaning under the weight of so many parishioners, and it felt as if the Holy Spirit was moving through us. And it's with these memories, it's with these understandings, it's with these looking backwards that we ask ourselves, has the church lost its saltiness? Is our light being diminished? Are we being hidden under a bowl? Are we a city on the side of a hill? Or are we running out of light and time? And so today, I want us to read Jesus' words, and I want us to hear them for exactly what they are. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Not were, not a has-been, not that your glory days are behind you. You are the salt, and you are the light today. Not will be, not in the future, not if we convince folks to come back, not if we trick them to coming back into our rooms and our sanctuaries. You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. Right now, today, in this space, we are salt, and we are light. When Langie read the scripture this morning, and I picked one of the triplets on purpose for this, I looked out and I saw a couple of you smiling, almost beaming at her, for reading. Someone under 18 reading scripture in our sanctuary? Bless up. Amen. Now, I've been a pastor for 1 year. I've been a youth leader for about 6 years in my life. I spent more time as a youth leader than as a pastor. I'm more comfortable with students. I'm more comfortable with student ministries than I am with adult ministries, though I'm learning. And the one thing I always hear, the one thing I always heard, the one thing churches always do is they look at students like Lily and Landry and Quinn. They look at me and they say, that is the future of our church. I have colleagues in ministry. I'm 29 years old. I have pastors and colleagues in ministry who look at me and say, you know, Jesse, you are the future of our church. Prepare for that. And it's not your fault, and I'm not saying you, I'm saying the global church. It's not our fault to think like that, but it's wrong. It's backwards thinking, because the truth is, those three girls right there, and I'm sorry, I thought there were going to be more kids. I guess we'll include Brayden in the back there. The four people in the room today are not the future of the church. They are the church today. They are the salt and the light of the world today. Their faith journeys may be just starting. Their understanding of Christology might be a little bit different. Their worship practices or preferences, the way that they greet one another, may be a little bit different than we're used to. But they are the church today. Alongside of us this morning, they and we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. We're no longer bringing animal offerings to this altar. We don't need a salt covenant like we read in Numbers this morning. Because we are of a new covenant, we are no longer slaves to sin and death. When Jesus came to this world, he showed us a new way to live. Not a bunch of rules like we talked about last week, but a new way to live. To show us that we are not meant for second-class thinking. We are not meant to stay in the past. We are not meant to worry and to doubt and to struggle. Jesus came to lead us and to empower us to go out and be lighthouses and further the kingdom of heaven, to go out and to be salt, to cleanse and empower and to be worthy. Jesus came so that we might change our lives and further the kingdom of heaven. We are not salty or able to produce light ourselves. It comes from God. And so when we look around our churches and when we ask if our glory days are behind us, when we look around at our churches and we ask, are there no more miracles left in Warren County? When we look around us and ask, is there no way out for Broadway or Port Colden? Is there no future? Are we closing our doors? When we doubt or feel as if our light has been extinguished or if our salt has lost its saltiness, we have to hear Jesus' words for ourselves. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Today, not 60 years ago, not 30 years ago, not 10 years ago, today you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Not when we look at our past failures and shrug our shoulders and say, oh well. Not when we say, we tried that once and it didn't work, we're never going to try it again. The time is now. You are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world today in 2019. And so it is time for us to go out. To go out and be lighthouses to a world that has been plunged into darkness. To go out and be salt to the world, to increase the value or the flavor of the world, to make the world a better place because we can't stand the thought of it any other way. Because the kingdom of heaven is here and we are trying to live as citizens of that kingdom. And that means we will not stand for oppression. We will not stand for violence. We will not stand for war. We are called as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, as sons and daughters of God, to go out and live in this world and make it into the kingdom of heaven, the literal kingdom of heaven, where the Beatitudes have come true, that the lowest of the low are blessed beyond their imagination, where all of Jesus' teaching have become true for all of humanity, not just for the Christians, not just for the people sitting in this room, but for our brothers and sisters and our neighbors outside of this place. The whole world can live in peace and harmony. That is the kingdom of heaven. And we are called, we are told to go out and make the world a better place. To go out and make the world into the kingdom of heaven here in Warren County, here in our schools, in our businesses, in our churches, in our homes, in our cities, and with our neighbors. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. It is your responsibility to go out once you leave this sanctuary, to leave this room and to change the world into the kingdom of heaven, to flip the world on its head in such a way that it is the only way you can live and be worthy of being called a Christian. It is the only way you can live and be worthy of being called a Methodist. It is the only way you can live and be called worthy of being children of God. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world today. Go. Amen.